Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Centre Sharjah.
Yes, it is. It's Pulse 95 live on the final day of Exposure 2024. And I've been talking about diversity all day so far. And this conversation couldn't be more from that. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be an incredible conversation. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about an artist that I'm joined by. And that's Paola Vazzone. Firstly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your invitation. Thank you, Exposure, for having me.
And it's been an incredible event, hasn't it? And I want to talk about why your exhibition is so diverse, because you talk about or focus on dinosaurs, and it's titled Reimagining Dinosaurs. And why I love it so much is because it is attractive for everyone. You can bring your kids along. They love dinosaurs. But also a lot of people are in the other generations are really interested in it. And you have explored to capture these images. Can you talk to us about your exhibition and what message you're trying to portray?
Absolutely. It's like, it try to imagine my exhibition like a time traveling machine. So we are doing a kind of back and forth between the past and the modern times. So we are here as a human race, like Homo sapiens, since a very, very short time, compared to the extent of the dinosaurs. Which were here for millions of years, and in a glimpse of an eye, they were just wiped out. So we have so many ways of documenting how their passing, how their living in this planet was long, was stable, was various. And now we have the technology to explore further. That's the point of my exhibition. Like, why it's an assignment for a National Geographic magazine, and the title is Reimagining Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So what is happening? Like, through modern science, we can today explore much further what the dinosaurs were and how. And what we can learn from the understanding from the past is will give us a bigger understanding also of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So there is a direct connection
between both.
Yes. Mm. Yes, totally.
Fantastic. Paolo, looking at your work and your photographs, they have been featured in prestigious publications such as National Geographic and Vanity Fair. How do you feel about the role of your work? How do you feel like it participates in raising awareness and also at the same time allowing the audience to truly be introduced to this new world that they may have never known about or have been a little bit ignorant of?
Just to give you an idea, if Leonardo da Vinci would be alive today, he would be amazed by how an image can reach a large public. Mm-hmm. This is the key.
True.
It's like now I have my daughter, she's 16, she can see my pictures in so many formats, in an exhibition, a beautiful exhibition like this one, in social media, in a magazine. So the most mysterious and beautiful thing about our work is you don't know how big is the public you have. It can be everyone on this planet. It's unprecedented. That's why Leonardo would be dreaming today, like he's doing, would do a draw live, and everybody on this planet could see his work revealing in front of your eyes. So this is the key. Like, the public is huge, and the impact that you can have with just an image, it's the biggest in the history of humankind. Imagine, like, we have very famous painters as Leonardo or many others. They never had the reach we can have with just a single picture today with our phone.
Absolutely.
Imagine, we would have dreamed about that.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up, because you've made a lot of connections between the past and the present and the development of artwork as a whole, really. And I want to talk about potentially how we're going to look in the future. You said about how Leonardo will look and see today and the reach that we have now. How do you feel as though this will continue? Do you feel as though still shots will die out, or do you think that that world will always be around?
I think since the birth of photography, still shots they are only expanding, growing, and they will be permanent.
Mm.
There will be no coming back with that. And I have no fear that the still image will somehow die.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because since a very long time, we're just trying. There were examples of Leonardo Camera Obscura. He was trying to... They were able already to see an image forming inside a dark room. They were just not able to stop it, to have it physically.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time dream. Now we have this, and we will never lose this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about that. It's like the moving image is a magical thing, and it will stay together with the writing permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Moving image, writing, and the possibility of record still images.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our mind, we process and we have memories which are both done by moving images, by sound, and by still images.
Mm-hmm.
That's why to recall a memory, all these ways will be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a natural thing.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Zero.
I love that.
It's amazing. And looking at your work, Paolo, you also shed a lot of light on the experiments and studies in the US and the UK using crocodiles, alligators, and chameleons. And you try to understand the behavior of these ancient creatures. Why is it important to you? And how do you believe it's going to help humanity in general understand more about their roots?
Because... it's extremely important for us to understand where we are coming from, to just look ahead to the future.
Yeah.
Just to give you a short connection. I was speaking about the same topics with scientists of the European Space Agency, which were absolutely interested in this past. Because they are projecting together with NASA and all the international
organization,
the entire human species to space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to do that, they have to understand the entire past of us as a race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the connection between the dinosaurs and us going to Mars, it's a very big one.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy to think, because people always look ahead. They don't understand
that
we need to look back to understand what's coming.
And we have to understand how these creatures survived for so long, how they were adapting. In my exhibition, there is a crocodile. There is a frozen crocodile, which we were carrying physically to a hospital to do a CT scan to understand the DNA of a crocodile compared to the dinosaurs.
Wow.
But this crocodile is today.
Mm.
It's a creature which is living today, has the same molecular structure of dinosaurs.
As the dinosaurs.
Mm. Wow.
And what we are exploring, us as the space scientists, they call us Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. They see us as a unique race, a one race.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see us as different. We were having a lot of conversation with them, because now I'm working on space, which is a lot connected with what we are seeing now, like with dinosaurs. It's a kind...
It's a link.
Time is a very mysterious thing.
Mm.
It can connect a lot of different ages all in one. Because if you imagine what we were talking about, there could be now, today, a planet where they have dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
True.
There could be a planet now where there is a more evolved species than us, more similar to us.
Mm.
There can be a planet we are coexisting.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the dinosaurs didn't get the extinction thing which happened, which probably is a very big meteorite, making the Earth dark for years, so the sun was not filtering.
Absolutely.
We would still have them today.
Mm. 100%.
Wow.
Imagine how all this is connected.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Paolo, you have done humanity great service, and we're very, very excited and honored to have you here with us. We are very excited to get everyone to check out your exhibition. We wish you
the very best.
We wish you
the very much, Paolo.
Thank you, Marsh.
Thank you. We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we still have got lots of exciting discussions coming up right here on Pulse 95.